Hello.
Hello, this is John calling from National Opinion Survey. We are conducting a survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are your chances 50-50 or would you not vote?
Certain I'll vote.
Not vote?
No, I will vote. Will vote.
Oh, certain to vote? Okay, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said. All right, not a problem. Certain to vote. And thank you for your opinion. Let me see. Definitely vote. Thank you. And regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay, will you say strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Right now, strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, ma'am. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay, Joe Biden, understood. And thank you for your opinion. What is your age?
40.
40, okay, understood. Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And please, can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote? You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10. Oh, okay. Understood. 10. Extremely. All right. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, ma'am?
Satisfied.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would you say you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, somewhat approve, not a problem. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs? Would you say that you approve strongly, somewhat? Do you disapprove somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve? Okay, understood. Thank you. Somewhat approve. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to be most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue is it for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. But you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first list of issues, it says on the first one, it says working to end the war and in Gaza. From 0 to 10, how will you rate this?
0 is the lowest, right?
Yeah, 0 is the lowest.
And 10 is high.
Which is not important at all. 5 is the middle, which is somewhat important to you. 10 the most important. However, remember, you may use any number between that scale.
Yep. I would say that's about a 7.
A 7. Okay, understood. Remember, there are no right or wrong answers. It's just your opinion that we're trying to get. And the next one, it says reducing crime and violence using the same scale from 0 to 10. How will you rate it?
I don't really know. 5?
A 5? Okay, not a problem. Thank you. The next one is creating more affordable housing.
6?
Okay, six, understood, thank you. And next one is protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
Four,
thank you for your opinion, ma'am, I appreciate it. The next one is just criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and hold bad cops.
Seven.
Okay, seven, thank you. I appreciate it. The next one is banning TikTok.
Two.
Two, thank you. And the next one is protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Eight,
okay. Understood, thank you, eight. Perfect, and the next one, it says protecting Social Security and Medicare.
I think you just asked me that one. That was the one I said eight on.
I'm sorry, what was the score?
That was eight, yeah.
Eight. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Just wanted to make sure. And next one, it says protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
That's going to be a nine.
Okay, a nine. Understood. Thank you. And the next one on the list, it says making college more affordable.
Seven.
Okay, understood. Thank you. Seven. That would be a seven. Okay, well, Mozana, do you believe the president and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Would that be a yes or a no, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Thank you. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. But if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can also say that, okay? The first one on the list, ma'am, is for Mike Johnson. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him? Or if you haven't heard about it, you can also let us know.
Mm-hmm. Like 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. One moment. 10. All right, not a problem. The next one, and I appreciate your opinion, ma'am. The next one is just TikTok.
TikTok? I don't know, 40.
A 40, okay. Not a problem. Thank you. Let me see, 40. The next one is for Elon Musk.
Another 40.
40, okay. Thank you. The next one is for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, like 20.
20, okay, perfect. And next one is for Hakeem Jeffries.
He's more around a 70.
70. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. The next one, it says for Republicans in Congress.
Oh, they get like a 10.
A 10. Okay, understood. Thank you. The next one is for Joe Biden.
75.
75. Okay, thank you. The next one is for Democrats in Congress.
70.
70. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. The next one is for Meta / Facebook.
50.
50. Okay, understood. Thank you. Let me see. 50. The next one is for Donald Trump.
0.
0. Okay, understood. Let me see. 0. Before we finish, I'd like to ask you, since I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. For whom would you vote? If you're undecided, you can also say that as well.
Joe Biden.
Okay, for Joe Biden. Understood. Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
He's not crazy.
Okay, understood. Not a problem. Remember, there's no right or wrong answers. It's just your opinion.
Yeah.
And 10 years and just years now, we want to ask you just a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
A fair amount. Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat? Would you say much more of a benefit, somewhat more of a benefit, somewhat more of a threat, or much more of a threat?
Somewhat more of a benefit.
Okay, somewhat more of a benefit. Thank you. I appreciate it. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right to you?
Current level is about right.
Okay, current level. Perfect. And thinking about a potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data, privacy and security? Would you say Instagram, YouTube, Google, X, formerly known as Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or Meta, or video games? Or would you say other?
TikTok.
TikTok, okay, understood, and thank you for your opinion. Just switching gears a little bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? I will mention the first one, which is TikTok, and can you please tell me if it is multiple times a day that you use it, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times in a month, about once in a month, less than that, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. And next one is for X, or formerly Twitter.
Maybe a couple times a year.
A couple
Less
of times
than once
a year.
A month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Less than a month. Okay. Not a problem, ma'am. Thank you for your opinion. And you too?
Once a month.
Once a month. Okay, let me see. About once a month. Thank you, ma'am. And Instagram?
Daily.
Daily, on a daily basis. Okay. And Facebook?
Once a week.
Once a week. Okay. Understood. Let me see. Once a week. Not a problem. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies for each. Can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement? The first statement, it says that Meta keeps its users' data secure. Would you say that
disagree.
You strongly agree with that? Oh, okay. Would you say strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree? Okay, not a problem. Somewhat disagree. The next one, it says that X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, okay. Thank you. The next one, it says that TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, okay. Thank you. The next one, it says that Meta plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, understood, ma'am. The next one, it says X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, understood, ma'am. And TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, none of Brianna. Thank you. And if have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
Okay. Will you say yes a lot, a little, or?
A little. Not too much.
Okay. A little, not a problem. And I'd like to ask you before we finish about a law Congress recently passed that President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from U.S. if its foreign company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law? Would you say you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay, not a problem. Thank you. Somewhat support. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Does it make no difference? Does it make you much more likely to vote? No difference. Okay,
no difference.
Thank you. What do you think was Congress' primary motivation before banning TikTok? Would you say that they are trying to sign in certain votes they didn't like to agree with? They are playing politics. They are trying to help their reach, special interest friends and donors. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. Do you think that they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens? They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us, or they have been influenced by big tech lobbies who work for our TikTok competitors.
They're trying to get the special interest groups.
Okay.
Or the donors. I think that's the one.
All right. Not a problem, ma'am. And I appreciate your opinion. Generally speaking, for which of the following sources do you get the most of your news for information, what's going on about in your community? Can you tell me which one apply? Would you say a national evening network like TV news, such as ABC, CBS, or NBC? Would you say print newspapers or magazines? Would you say YouTube, cable TV news, such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC? Local news, TVs, news websites or apps, talk or news radio, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, music and entertainment sites. Would you say social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, or none of the above?
News radio, I guess, is the best one.
Okay, let me see. One moment. And the last few questions, just for statistical purposes, I do certainly appreciate your time. I just wanted to ask you, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Master's, okay. Perfect. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single. Okay, understood. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No? Okay, perfect, ma'am. I appreciate it. This concludes our survey. Once again, thank you very much for your participation and your time, ma'am. Thank you for sharing your opinion with us. Ma'am, once again, we certainly appreciate it, okay? You have a great evening. Thank you. God bless.
You too. Thank you.